reading from the Jiva Dharma, Chapter 3. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. One may ask, what is Vaishnava Dharma? The answer is that Vaishnava Dharma is the Jiva's Nitya Dharma. When the Vaishnava, is the Jiva, is liberated from matter, he nurtures Krishna Prema in his pure spiritual form. Before that stage, when the Vaishnava is still materially bound, although spiritually awakened, he only accepts objects and association that are favorable for his spiritual practice, and he rejects all that is unfavorable. Thus, he never hears blindly to the rules and prohibitions of the Shastra. He accepts the instructions and prohibitions of the Shastras graciously, but only when they are favorable to his practice of Hari Bhajan. When they are unfavorable, he immediately rejects them. Om Jnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Taksur Mulatam Yena Tazbai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Mano Vishnam Napitam Yena Bhutale Sayam Rupa Kadamayam Vedanti Sapatantikam Mansha Kalpa Tarubhyascha Kripashindu Bhayevacha Patitanam Pavanevyo Vaishnadevyo Namo Namaha Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasade Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So greetings from the Sun Falls, Stuyvesant Falls. It's a very sweet community. I'm very fortunate to live here. It's kind of like a little Krishna conscious neighborhood. Even the people that are not devotees are connected with the devotees. And a good place for my bhajan, my spiritual practices, my studies. So, Lahiri Mahashaya is a great or wealthy aristocratic Brahmin landowner who's associating with the devotees and comes with another group, and he's very expert in classical music. He leads kirtan, but the other Vaishnavas are not satisfied, because although the musical talent is there, it's not a pure expression of bhava. But there's an expression also of the ego. Your kirtan is not pure. It's not just a musical expression of devotion. It's a musical expression of other things also. And those that are mature in Krishna consciousness can sense and detect that. Anyway, the Vaishnavas weren't so happy with this kirtan, and even less happy when he asked the question, why don't Vaishnavas follow the Nitya Dharma, the obligatory and regular practices of the Brahmins? And Vaishnav Das, the disciple of Prem Das Babaji, is given the task to answer that. And as he was a great scholar even before he came to Krishna consciousness, and now that he's been empowered and trained by his guru, he responds, but because it's the presence of his guru, his response is not due to his own volition and will, but it's due to the instructions and order of the spiritual master. He does it with humility and selflessness to defend the Vaishnav conclusion. And that's what the purpose of an acharya is. The purpose of an acharya, or one of the functions of acharya, is that he has to defend the Vaishnav conclusions against opposition ideas, because you can't have bhakti unless you know Krishna and know your relationship with Krishna. If you don't know Krishna and you don't know your relationship with Krishna, you don't have sambandha jnana, you cannot practice bhakti. And that's one of the reasons why we're studying books like this. So, this Vaishnav Das, he answers, and just to briefly explain his answer, he explains that actually what Nitya Dharma is not the regular duties of a Brahmin, but the eternal nature of the soul. Because the duties of a Brahmin are based upon a circumstance that can be changed, which is, I'm a Brahmin. It's a condition in the modes of material nature still, even though the mode of goodness, but it's based on a bound condition and not an unbound condition. It's not based on a spiritually awakened condition of understanding the soul is part of God. And therefore, those duties are not actually Nitya Dharma or eternal occupations. They're actually Nimittika Dharma, circumstantial or temporary conditions. And that the actual Nitya Dharma is the unalloyed expression of love of the soul. That is our dharma. That is the condition that does not change. The dharma that does not change is the dharma that's inherently part of you, not something that's adopted according to external conditions. And our essence, or the quality which cannot be taken away, is our service to God, and that's the eternal dharma. And one who awakens to that dharma, as said here, he only follows those circumstantial duties in the Nimittika Dharma, which now even the Sandhya Vandana of the Brahmins, their daily worship, and etc. are. So if they're favorable for Hari Bhajan, then he adopts, and if they're not, then he doesn't. And it no longer becomes his duty if it's opposed to Vaishnav Dharma. When a Vaishnava looks upon duty . He doesn't neglect his material responsibilities even within Varnashram. But those duties are secondary to his service to Krishna. And although those duties are meant to bring us closer to Krishna, because they're circumstantial and temporary, in not every circumstance will they bring you closer to Krishna. And therefore, for a devotee, the highest duty is to serve Krishna. And we judge everything based on that. If this doesn't help us to serve Krishna, even if it's part of an ashram, which means usually the responsibilities of the ashrams and the occupational duties do, but even if it is in Van Ashram, it can be given up. And this is what Vaishnav Das is so expertly telling Sannyas Thakur. They can be given up. Takvastva dharmam charnanam bhujam hare bhajana paktotat. Even if you give up your dharmas, your material duties, and don't attain perfection in spiritual life, what is the loss? But what profit a man gain if he gains the whole world and doesn't and loses his soul? So this is the clear answer that he's giving to Lahiri Mahasai, the Brahmin. This is the answer he's giving. Vaishnava Dharma is Nitya Dharma, and what brings us to an awakening of that is accepted, and what doesn't is rejected. Even the duties of a Brahmin. A Vaishnava is the world's only true friend, and he renders auspiciousness for all the jivas of the world. Now I have humbly submitted whatever I have to say today in this assembly of Vaishnavas. Kindly excuse my faults and offenses. And this is a Vaishnava is very, very careful not to commit offense. I always quote, I remember somewhere reading with Sri Jiva Goswami that bhakti is very, very simple. What's difficult is avoiding offenses. Aparada. Radha, aparada. Aparada, aparad. Means that which would distance us from the worship of Radha, which is the essence of worship. To love Krishna, and that's the full capacity to love Krishna. So, he speaks so strongly, but so respectfully. A lot of people know how to speak strongly, but they have no culture how to speak respectfully and according to the different relationships that they're in. The culture is meant to protect us from offense. Just as the eyelids protect the eyes, the culture on how to act, how to behave, how to position yourself. Having spoken thus, Vaishnav Das offered Shastanga Pranam to the assembled Vaishnavas and sat off to one side. So he did dandavat. He went down like a stick. because his speaking wasn't from the platform of ego. It wasn't argumentative. It wasn't to attain his superiority. It was service. And therefore, when you take a very potent and powerful service, when you're finished, it's so helpful to just, and you feel that way, to put oneself in the humble position before all the Vaishnavas. By this time, the eyes of the Vaishnavas had filled with tears. They all exclaimed in unison, "Well done, well done. Blessings unto you. The groves of Gotram echoed these words in response." So it's so appreciative, a exposition of logic and philosophy with realization. And the Vaishnavas respect that because it's Krishna. Just the message of the Bhagavatam is Krishna. So one has to understand that message. One has to realize that message. And if one can explain that message, then the person who hears it is not just having is not just having an intellectual experience. It's experiential. He's actually experiencing Krishna. Krishna is in his message. But one has to be able to communicate that message to you with their realizations for you to experience it. I remember, and I tell this story often, that I had wonderful assistant named James that traveled with me for so many years, and I taught the Bhagavatam to him. My service was I would prepare during the day, and then the next day in the morning for an hour and a half, I would speak to him the Bhagavatam. And he was such a good student. And by presenting in the proper way to someone who has the desire and humility to hear it, you definitely feel the manifestation of Krishna. The Brahmin singer who had asked the question could see the profound truth of many of the topics presented in the discussion. Some doubts had arisen on certain points, but the seed of faith in Vaishnav Dharma had been significantly nourished in his heart. So when someone has realization and has knowledge, and can speak to a person's frame of reference in a way that enlightens them and expands their frame of reference and expands their understanding, then faith in what is heard manifests within one's heart. Because it is not only reasonable and understandable, it's also communicating a potency that gives you an experience of Krishna. So these things combine together to transfer faith in one who is sincere enough to want the truth, which means some preliminary faith to explore moving out of the center with the sense that service is more important than enjoyment or control. So this is how the Krishna consciousness movement spreads. I know this year I've been giving so many lectures and I've really endeavored so deeply to make this my service to conceptualize and express things based on the Shastra according to the frame of reference of the audience. And you see when that energy is transferred into someone's heart, when they get to see the bhakti lata bij, the conception, the experience, the idea that the highest sublimity is to serve God. When I go out on the Hari Nam with Ram Roy, he explains this to me, the joy that he gets when you see someone, the bhakti lata bij, into one's heart. Because Goloka Premadan, Harinam Sankirtan. That Harinam Sankirtan, Goloka Premadan, it is the wealth of Goloka. It's something that's descending from a spiritual platform. And when someone has that Sukriti, something happens. You can see the difference in the Sukriti of the people, the piety of the people. One person just like puffed up, walks by, someone who's proud, they shut their ears. And it doesn't matter how one is dressed, you can never tell. But always someone just stands there and stares and is experiencing something which they have no frame of reference for, but they sense is something glorious. And you see, they stand there and they stand there and they stand there and they listen and they listen and they listen. Ramanda Brahmate, Konya Bhagavan Jiva, Guru Krishna, Pashadi Bhai, Bhakti Lata Bija. And they see the Bhakti Lata Bija entering into their hearts. So this is what's happened here. This, by hearing so beautifully on the question he was answering, he realized that he was coming to an authority in spiritual life. When I do give these lectures outside on so many subjects, my first business, I try to establish my authority by working in their frame of reference and giving, whether it's karma or environment or drama or radha. So there's an effect. So this Brahmin, he folded his hands and said, "O great souls, I am not a Vaishnava, but I'm becoming a Vaishnava by continuously hearing Harinam. If you will kindly instruct me, all my doubts will be dispelled." So he has faith. It's something that happens in the heart to a person who, despite their habits or their position, or their pride in one sense of some one thing or another, Janmai Shriyar Shuta Shriyabir, whether it's birth, aristocracy, their conquest of the opposite sex, their whatever it is. If they somehow or other have enough humility to open their hearts, they get an experience. See, this is what's happening. His doubts were being cleared. Sri Premdas Paramahamsa Babaji Mahasai said kindly, this is the guru, "From time to time you may associate with Sriman Vaishnav Das." This is the person who just spoke, and he's telling the person who he asked that question to and heard this incredible discourse. He's telling about him. He is a scholar who's learned in all the Shastras. Previously, he lived in Varanasi, where he accepted sannyas after studying the Vedanta Shastra deeply. Sri Krishna Chaitanya, who is the dearmost Lord of our hearts, displayed unlimited mercy and attracted him here to Navadvipa. Now he is fully conversant with all the truths of Vaishnava philosophy, and he's also developed a profound love for Harinam. So Prem Das is the guru of Vaishnav Das, is explaining to this Brahmin the glories of Vaishnav Das, the person he just heard from. And he has both Buddha and Baba. He has the proper understanding and the commensurate relationship with Krishna and potential love that manifests in the heart. The man who had asked the questions was named Sri Kalidas Lahari. On hearing Babaji's words, he accepted Vaishnav Das within his heart as his guru. He thought, Vaishnav Das was born in a Brahmin family, and he accepted the sannyas ashram, so he's fit to instruct the Brahmin. Now, generally, within one ashram, one should only accept the guru of an equal or superior caste. Besides, I've witnessed his extraordinary scholarship in the Vaishnav truths. I can learn much about Vaishnav Dharma from him. Thinking this way, Lahari Mahasai offered Dandavat Pranam at Vaishnav Das's lotus feet and said, O great soul, kindly bestow your mercy upon me. Vaishnav Das offered Dandavat Pranam to him in return and responded, If you bestow your mercy upon me, I will be fully accepted as successful. So naturally, the Vaishnava is hesitant to accept any praise. And I explained this many times, is that Vaishnava, both from his understanding and feeling, likes to serve the center rather than be the center. So when one's glorified, it's putting one in the center. So Vaishnav doesn't like to be glorified, and generally they deflect praise. It's not satisfying to their conception of themselves, and it's not satisfying to the feelings of love they're experienced when they can put themselves in a humble position to experience mercy. The Vaishnava, there's nothing more important than mercy, because we advance by mercy. And our practices are to put us in a position where we can experience that mercy. And that's the humble position. So Vaishnav does not like to be praised, will deflect praise, and will only accept worship and glorification as a service to his own spiritual master. As evening drew near, everyone returned to their respective places. Lahari Bahasai's house was in a grove in a secluded area of the village. In the center of the kunj was a natural awning of Madhavi creepers and a raised platform for Tulsi Devi. So the environment 500 years ago in Navadvip was just so conducive to spiritual life. This is called Udipan. Udipan is like the thing that lights the fire. So the environment can light the fire of devotion when one is surrounded by things that help one remember Krishna's pastimes. So this kind of atmosphere, rural, pastoral atmosphere, reminds one so much of the sweetness of Vrindavan. There were two rooms, one on either side of the kunj. The courtyard was enclosed with a trellis of chita plants, and its beauty was enhanced by many trees such as the bale, neem, and other trees bearing fruits and flowers, so pious trees bear fruits and flowers. Such a wonderful atmosphere. The owner of that grove was Madhava Das Babaji. At first, Madhava Das Babaji had been a man of spotless virtue, but immoral association with a woman had blemished his Vaishnav character and was curtailing his practice of bhajan. He was quite impoverished and was meeting his expenses with difficulty by begging at various places, by meting out his extra room, which Vahiviti Mahasai was occupying. That night, Lahari Lahari, Mahasai's sleep is broken at midnight. He began to contemplate the essential meaning of what Vaishnav Das Babaji had explained when he heard a sound outside. As he came out of his room, he saw Madhava Das Babaji standing in the courtyard and speaking with a woman. The woman disappeared as soon as she saw Lahari Mahasai, while Madhava Das stood motionless and embarrassed before him. Babaji, what is the matter? Asked Lahari Mahasai. It is my ill fate, replied Madhava Das with tears in his eyes. What more can I say? Alas, to think of what I was in the past and what I have now become. So in the Katha Upanishads, it's described that spiritual life is like a razor's edge. And one has to be very, 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 very careful in one's dealings. Otherwise, what you were in the past, you may not be now. Paramhamsa Babaji Mahasai had so much faith in me. Now I am ashamed to go before him. Sometimes when someone would leave, they say Prabhupada would cry. Please tell me clearly so I can understand. Vahiri Mahasai requested. Vahiri. Madhava Das replied, the woman you just saw was my wife when I was a householder. Shortly after I accepted the renounced life of a Babaji, she went to Sripad Santipur, where she built a hut and began to reside on the bank of the Ganga. After many days had passed, I happened to go to Sripad Santipur and saw her there. I asked her, "Why did you leave your household?" And she explained, "Family life no longer appeals to me since I am deprived of the service of your feet. I've taken up residence in this holy place, and I can sustain myself by begging." I returned to Godroom without another word to her. After some time, she also came to Godroom and took up residence in the cowherd's house. I used to see her here and there every day, and the more I tried to avoid her, the closer she drew near to me. Now she lives in an ashram that she has built here, and she tries to ruin me by coming here late at night. My bad reputation is spread everywhere, and my practice of bhajan has deteriorated sorely through my association with her. I am a disgrace to the family of the servants of Sri Krishna Chaitanya. I'm the only person since the time of Chotahari Das chastisement who deserves punishment. So we know the story of Chotahari Das. He was a follower of Lord Chaitanya who begged rice from actually an older lady and one of his most intimate associates, and Lord Chaitanya banned him from his association, trying to set strict standards for the renounced order of life. So he's saying, since that, I'm the only one. Because of their compassion, the Babajis of Sri Godroom have not yet chastised me, but they no longer have any faith in me. Yes, Vaishnavas are very compassionate. It's not when their brother is down, they all join together to kick him. They show him compassion. I saw that. There was this old man. I don't want to mention his name to implement in his scandal, but he was an old man, and he came forward and helped Prabhupada. And did so many things to help Prabhupada. And he never got married, but he was like from a business class. And at the very end of his life, when he was older, I don't know, maybe he's probably my age now, I don't know, he was caught by some of the local gundas having an affair with a maidservant that would clean his house. And these Gundas, they jumped all over him, ruined his reputation, and then his godbrothers came. And all I saw is these gentle Vaishnavas showing so much compassion. And then they told him, "It's not good for you to live in this house alone. Why don't you come stay in our ashram? We'll give you a nice place to stay. You'll be with your godbrothers." And he went to the ashram and he died the next day. I remember going to his funeral. But the point is that the Vaishnavas are merciful. I returned to Godroom without saying another word to her. When Lahari Mahasai heard these words, he said, "Madhavadas Babaji, please be careful," and returned to his room. Babaji went and sat down on his seat. But he, Mahasai, did not sleep. Again and again he thought, Madhava Das Babaji has fallen down by entering household life again, and he has formally renounced it. It's not appropriate for me to stay here any longer. Even if it does not lead me into bad association, it will certainly spoil my reputation so that the pure Vaishnavas will no longer instruct me with confidence. So that's the purpose of the proper reputation. Because in a culture, if people have trust in you, it facilitates so many beneficial relationships. You can teach and you can learn and you can make friends. It's all based on trust. Early the next morning, he went to Pradyumna Kunj, greeted Sri Vaishnav Das with due respect, and asked for a place to stay in the Kunj. When Vaishnav Das informed Paramahamsa Babaji Mahasai of this news, Babaji gave instruction that he should be given a place to stay in a kutir on one side of the Kunj. From then on, Lahari Mahasai lived in that kutir and arranged to attain prasad at the house of a Brahmin who lived by. Thus ends the third chapter of Jiva Dharma entitled The Mithika Dharma is to be relinquished. Chapter 4, Vaishnav Dharma is Nitya Dharma. Are there any questions? I would welcome someone saying hello. Let me see if I got
hello,
the wrong vote.
Maharaj. Hello.
Jai Maharaj, it's Rati Krishna.
Okay, Hare Bol, Rati. Thanks.
Hare Good. Krishna again. Maharaj.
Who is this?
This is Gail.
Yeah, Hare Krishna, Gail.
I was thinking to say earlier that you remember when you were saying that when you get some enlightenment, it's not just an intellectual experience, it's experiential.
Yeah.
And so I was thinking, but if I'm asking whether I'm having an intellectual or experiential experience, then it must be intellectual.
Yeah, right. Yeah, it's true.
Mm. Oh, well.
that's also good. That's also good.
Mm.
That's also faith. But my understanding, the deeper faith is the experience.
Mm-hmm.
More than the understanding.
So.
Okay. Thank you. Yeah. Anything else?
Oh, no, thank you.
Okay. Anybody else like to say hello? Okay, fine. We can end now. Lunch and call both.